Blog Talk Radio.
Someone facing an incredible obstacle in your life. I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
It goes out to Evangelist T.
I've seen Him do it. He can turn the mess you're in. He can turn it into an awesome miracle. I've seen Him do whatever problem you've got. Just let it go. Just give it to God. He'll work it out. How do I know what God can do?
I've seen Him do it. I know He can do it. He can do it. Won't He, will He? Will He, won't He? I seen him do it. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. And matter of fact, I'm dedicating this song to Evangelist T. And we will keep her lifted up in prayer. But hey, brothers, I'm so happy to have each and every one of you all, those that are listening by internet. And we just appreciate you being here today. We're going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she's going to give us a word of prayer. She just remembers Sister T and her family. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. Amen. God will do the impossible. We just got to put our trust in him. Amen. Amen. The scripture I like to read is coming from Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and verse 6, reading from the King James. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you for another day. Thanking you, Father God, for this broadcast. Thank you, Father God, for our pastor and the listeners and those that participate, those that are listening by internet, Father God. Lord, we know you know all things, Father God, and we're bringing our sister to you right now, her and her family, Evangelist T, Father God. We know you a miracle worker. There's nothing impossible for you to do as the song says. All we got to do is put our trust in you, Father God. You said you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help her, Father God, as whatever it is she's going through, whatever it is she's facing, let her know, Father God, there's nothing impossible for God. And, Lord, we pray, Father God, for all others, Father God, who have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. We're praying for Minister Robinson, Father God. We know you're a healer. But we're praying that your will be done, Father God. And we're praying that the doctors would diagnose him correctly and that they would administer the medication properly. Father God, we give you praise today, Lord, because we know the word of God teaches us that we are overcomers, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless our pastor as you use him, Father God, to teach the lesson and preach the lesson, Father God. And make it plain so that we will understand it, Father God. Be with all those who are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved. Be with those who are going through. Lord Jesus, we just stand in agreement with them and as they pray and as they seek their way and draw closer to you, Father God. We know you're working things out for their good. Lord, we give you praise and we thank you. Now, Lord, open up our hearts and our minds to this word today, Father God, that we're able to share with others. We give you praise in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, first, we want to take care of a little business. We want to go to St. John 4, verses 5. And then we'll get back into what we're talking about. Christ is so much better than angels. But to understand this subject, brothers and sisters, you have to understand the power that angels had. So we're going to talk a little bit about it. And, I mean, we left off in the book of Colossians, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Because like a lot of people today, they believe in what they see more than what they can't see. Yeah, that's what they do. See, as long as they can see it and feel it, they can believe it. But these people, she was in the book of Hebrews, let me tell you, those people didn't see nothing. All they had was the word of God. That's all they worked on. They worked on that thought. The word of God said it. Abraham worked on the same thought. The word of God said it. Sarah said, well, God's word said it. Well, you know, you're 99. Yeah. I don't care about that. It's what God's word say.
Amen.
So we're going to talk about that. And but first things first. Let's look at St. John the fifth chapter. Get Pastor to read that. And I had it here. Okay. 5 and 4.
Okay. Read it from the King James. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then, first after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Amen.
Okay. You had that out of another version, Pastor?
Mm-hmm. Out of the New Living Translation.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Verse 4. Find it here. Verse 5. It may
be your first time. And the reason she's reading this is because we've been talking about angels. And people saw angel as something great. And they were. They were mighty. And we'll talk about a little history about it just to show you. But I had made mention that the angel had came down and troubled the water. That was nothing for what angels could do. So yeah. I was sharing, and I couldn't find the scripture, so that's why we're starting off with this scripture, because I told you I would show you the scripture where the angel would come down, and they would bless the water, trouble the water, and those people would get around there, man, big time, see?
Yeah.
But anyway, the pastor's going to read that.
Okay. All right. From the New Living Translation. Inside the city near the sheep gate was the pool of Bethesda with 5 covered porches. Yes, Pastor?
No,
thank
go ahead.
You. Oh, okay. Crowds of sick people, blind, lame, or paralyzed, lay on the porches. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him,
I
knew he
had read out of another translation.
Mm-hmm.
Are you reading
5:4
out of another translation?
Yes, that was from the New Living Translation. But let me go to the Message Bible.
Okay, my bad.
Can I read from the Message Bible, Pastor?
Yeah, chapter 5, verses 4.
Okay. From the Message Bible, hundreds of sick people, blind, crippled, paralyzed, were in these clothes. One man had been an invalid there for 38 years. Amen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The verse that we were left off yesterday was the fact that the angels went down and they troubled the water. And that's what I wanted y'all to see. Now, most people tell the story. And, oh, by the way, thank you, Pastor, because maybe a lot of people don't know. But this was a place that people would gather around. And the reason they did that, because they believed in angels. They weren't there.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, they weren't there to see Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Say that. That's right. They were there to be healed.
This man had been sick for 38 long years.
Mm-hmm.
And every time he looked around, been paralyzed. So he would go there along with the other people. And they would sit around the pool of Bethesda. Bethesda was a pool that Solomon, I don't want to get into all the history, but anyway. But the point of it is this. It had a lot of tradition. It had a lot of spiritual backing. It had, for a better way of saying it, it had the touch of David's son.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And they all believed in David. And they knew the Messiah. But anyway, this all of it had significant, brothers and sisters, great significance. So they knew that if they get there and get down in time, that they could get blessed. All they had to do was wait on the angel. See, because if the angel hadn't troubled the water, the Bible said there was multitude would get there and they would wait. Some of them would get there like weeks and months before. I read in one place where they would get there and line up, just like you were going to go to the Super Bowl, or you were getting ready to line up to go to some big concert, and you wanted to, they're going, well, Chick-fil-A, when they open up a restaurant here, especially in Georgia, because Chick-fil-A started in Georgia, and what they would do, they're going to get ready, open up a new restaurant. People come there 3-4 days ahead of time. Because they believe that. They believe that if they get there, they're going to have Chick-fil-A for a whole year. Don't have to pay anything for a whole year if they be one of the first 100 people.
All right.
I've heard people even take off. But it's serious business. When somebody heard, got the word out, what's going on, people, they would come and camp out just to have Chick-fil-A. For a whole year. Now, I'm not trying to talk about it. I'm trying to show you how people believe stuff they'll do. They're going, right now, they're camping out for Serena Williams' ticket to get in that, to see her match, because they think this is going to be her last season, last match. People then did everything they can to try to get there and get that last ticket. It was kind of one of those scenes. I'm trying to set it up. The people kind of understand. You see what I'm saying, Pastor?
Yes, I hear you, Pastor. Yes, amen.
Yeah.
That's
so,
right.
So that's what they would do. So so they would the angels, they knew that the angel would be there. Didn't know when, but they knew that the angel would come. And when the angel would come and trouble the water, that they could be blessed. They will be healed.
That's right.
But you see, what they didn't realize, that Christ was bigger than that. Christ was better than the angel.
Because
Christ can give you instant healing. The Bible says they knew that it was a certain season. Didn't do it all the time. Jesus is all the time God.
Come on now, say that. That's right.
See, these angels was limited. And I want to show you that how much he was so much better. So when Jesus saw the man laying there, he knew that he had been there for a long time.
Yes.
So he said to that man, look here, you want to be made whole? And the Bible said the man was an important man. He was somebody of high dignity, or a dignitary, excuse me. And he was a big, for a better way of saying. And then look how he answered Jesus. He said, answer him, sir, I'm a man. Now, you got to hear what's all going on here, because Jesus asked the man the case, said to him, would I be made whole? And the important man answered him and said, I'm no man when I, water is troubled, will put me over into it. Now, this man had all kind of money. They didn't care about no money.
Right. They just wanted to get healed.
This man wanted to get healed. And he knew that he said, hey, I'll pay you. Just throw me off over in there. Throw me off in there. Let me have your place. He said, but while I'm trying to get over in there comes somebody else, they'll step down in front of me. And Jesus said, well, wait a minute, let me show you how simple this thing is. Pick up that bed and walk. And the Bible says immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed, and he walked. That's what the Bible said. And the Bible said it was on the Sabbath day. Well, you know those Jews got messed up then. What are you doing, man? Healing folks on the Sabbath. Well, I don't want to get caught up in, but I want you all to, I had told you about the scripture, so I was making sure that I went over there. See, Jesus can heal you any time of the day, any time of the night. All you got to do is believe in your heart, because he's so much better than angels. See?
Amen.
And
yes, he is.
So going back to Colossians 3, we're going to read that, pick that up. Colossians 3 and 16. As Pastor, she'll read that one.
Colossians 3. Okay. Reading from the King James, Colossians 3 and verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Amen.
Okay. Do you like to read it out of the Messenger Bible?
Yeah. Okay. And from the Message Bible. Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing, and cultivate thanksgiving. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the whole house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing your hearts out to God. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Please.
I'm trying
amen.
To get my screen back up, Pastor. But that was supposed to be in Colossians 1 and 15 to 16.
Okay, Colossians 1.
I'm not sure where you... Did you read from Colossians 3?
I read Colossians 3, Pastor.
Yeah, well, it's Colossians 1. That's what we left up yesterday, please. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem, Pastor. Okay, Colossians 1, 15 and 16 from the King James. The image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. Amen. In the Message Bible. Let's see here. 15 and 16. We looked at this sun and see the God who cannot be seen. We looked at this sun and see God's original purpose in everything created. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank of angels in him, and finds its purpose in him. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. You see, brothers and sisters, this is one of the probably strongest statements about the divine nature of Christ found anywhere in the Bible. No reason, the pastor read that, Philippians 2 and 6. A lot of times people, they don't know Christ's identity, but he was God in the flesh. And a lot of people couldn't receive that. A lot of the Jews didn't want to receive that. They're trying to understand, why would God come and be like us?
Mm.
And I got a lot of answers for that. Because first of all, we didn't want to be like God. So God had to come and be like us to show us how to be like him.
All right. Amen.
Yeah. But anyway, in Philippians 2 and 6, you want to read that, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. In the King James, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen, amen. From the Message
he didn't
Bible.
Think there was anything wrong with it because that's what he was. Just like when you're in Christ, when you're in Christ, you can be equal with Christ.
Yeah.
Because you're joint heirs. You're a joint, and whatever he have, you have. We're joint heirs. So if you got 100, if you and your son, you and your daughter, you and your lover, you and your husband, you and your wife, or your wife and you, y'all got $500, he or she can use it all.
That's right. Amen.
Because you're joined. So what Christ got healing, you got healing. So now you go out there and tell people that, they'll think that you're trying to be equal with Christ. No, you're everything the Bible said you can be.
Come on now, say that.
Because the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So healing in Christ, healing is in you. And especially you folks that have been healed already, you ought to transfer that anointing. There's an anointing there that can't be explained. There's a healing there that you can't explain. But I tell you what, if you go and lay hands on some people, you'll see some people get healed. And it's critical, man.
Yes,
it's
it is.
It's critical that you do this.
Amen.
But Christ is supreme. He's superior. Far better than angels.
Amen.
Get a little bit into that during the review. But let me tell you this. Because the false teachers believe that the physical world was evil, they thought that God himself could not have created it in Christ with God. So they reasoned. So Paul was getting them straight. So he explains it, that all of the rulers, powers, thrones, authority, everything was under Christ. Because, see, they had been blindsided by reports of angels, what all they did, what all they had did, because one appeared at Mary's birth.
That's
or
right.
Her conception. When she brought, it was an angel appeared to Mary. I'm gonna show y'all something just to give you an idea. Because when the Bible says Christ is better than angels, you might just think that means nothing. That's a big deal, man. That is a big deal. So when you read over there in, let's see, I think it's 2 Kings 19:35. So while she's finding that, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, angels, they were no pushovers. They had a reputation. And when they came, they were sent from the Lord. God had given them power. And theoretically, you could say they were sent from Christ. But I ain't trying to go all the way back and prove all of that piece by piece. But I just want you to know, in 2 Kings, what I tell you, Pastor, 19:35.
Yeah. Amen. Reading from the King James. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians and 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Amen.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that word was out there. One angel went out and killed 185,000 people. So that went all out how great angels were.
Uh-huh.
The Assyrians, they said, hey, we want y'all to know, man, when we woke up that morning, it was so many folk we couldn't bury them all. You know how long it takes you to bury 185,000 folks?
Long time.
So the word had went out how powerful these angels were. So when the book of Hebrews says, for Christ was so much better than angels, you got to hear that. You got to understand that angel had a powerful role, man. I can give you all kinds of them. Matter of fact, God had placed angels, the cherubim angels, at the side of the covenant that represented that the covenant was being protected by the most powerful angels there were.
Amen.
But the body of Christ is so much better. So much better.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So when I think about the Ark of the Covenant, the golden, the cherubim were placed on each side of the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies, where God dwells in his people, according to Exodus 25. But I just want you to see, there was a mercy seat, and in it used was the type of God's throne. It was a divine holy, and it was guarded by cherubim angels, the same kind of angels. Well, matter of fact, you had the cherubim angels, too, because the cherubim angels, they ain't mentioned a lot in the Bible, but we did see them over there. I think it's in the book of Isaiah, the 6th chapter, 1 through 8. It's somewhere in there. These angels was holy. They was expressed. They had fire. They were burnt. And then angels, they don't die. That's the other thing. Angels don't die.
Mm-hmm.
They all had different names. So let me get you talking about the angel Michael. When Daniel was in the lion's den. See,
come on.
What I'm trying to tell you is you don't get really understand angels. So when Hebrews says he was made so much better than the angels, then it won't mean anything to you. But when you got a real good understanding of the power that angel possessed, the assignment the angels were given, how popular they were.
Hallelujah.
The angel came to Joseph and told Joseph, said, Joseph, do not leave that woman Mary, because what's in her is of the Holy Ghost. An angel told Joseph that.
Yeah. Amen.
And he knew he hadn't been with the woman. You mean here I am wealthy, I got all this, and I'm messing around here with somebody that's and went out on me, so to speak. So the angel, because he had his friends and everybody trying to talk him out of staying with Mary. So angels had a good reputation. And so when Joseph heard this, Joseph was convinced in his heart there is a God.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
Yeah. When the angels appeared to Elizabeth, don't get me talking about no angels. But I just want you to know Christ is so much better, but it doesn't make sense if you don't really understand different things about angels.
Yeah.
So you do research on angels, and then you hear the Bible says Christ was made so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
But if you don't have the knowledge of what the angels did, you won't think much of that.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
But once you get, then you're going to understand Hebrews 1 and 4, being made so much better than angels, as he has an inheritance, obtained a more excellent name than they. And I mean, I used to for some angels. And I could have started with Michael.
Yeah.
Because you remember Michael, the one that when Satan wanted Moses' body, Michael whooped Satan's butt and took the body of Moses.
All right. Hallelujah.
Yeah. See, people heard about this stuff. The word was passed down from generation to generation.
Hallelujah.
So we're talking about angels, the different classification, the ministry angels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In fact, to be honest with you, and I'm going to leave it right there, but angels really reveal God's purpose for man, God's purpose to man, God's will to man. Angels did that. Angels, the Bible says, the ministers to the saints of God. But Christ is so much better.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. See, yes. And so you start seeing the earthly ministry of the angels, and then you see Christ's earthly ministry. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
One angel went and killed 185,000 soldiers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
180. I just pray that you can see that in the spirit. That's a lot of folks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, this is where we put aside. Anybody have any comments or anything they'd like to share? We're going to have Thankful Thursday tomorrow. We will be having it. But I want you to see why Christ was so much better. And I'm not talking about bad angels. I'm talking about good angels. Now, I just have to say that over and over till you understand. There, you know he's better than the bad angels.
Yeah.
Because Satan can't do nothing with them. Satan got angels himself.
Mm-hmm.
Satan got angels.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So we're not talking about bad angels. I'm just talking about good angels, ones that show enough working for God. Them angels I'm talking about. So I want to make sure we put them in the right classification.
I know that's right, Pastor. Amen. Amen. You know, Pastor, I was looking at 2 Kings in verse 34, where it says, I'll shield this city, I'll save this city for my sake and for David's sake. And then verse 35, and it says, and it so happened that that very night an angel of God came and massacred 185,000 Assyrians. When the people of Jerusalem got up the next morning, there it was, a whole camp of corpses. So that just let us know just how powerful the angels are. And in my concordance, it has just a short list of angels. I just won't read them all, but a few of them. It says, angels carry out God's judgment. 2 Samuel 24, verses 16 and 17. It says, angels serve God. And that's Psalms 103:21. And it says, and angels praise God. Psalms 148:2. And I like this one because I like them all. But it says, angels protect God's people. Daniel 6:22, which you have brought that out earlier about how the angel had protected Daniel from the lions in the lion's den. So angels are powerful. Amen. And I just thank God for Pastor bringing that out, you know. And it's that, angels encourage Christians. Praise God. I just wanted to share that with everyone this afternoon.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Pastor. Yeah, brothers and sisters. See, there was a lot of false teaching going on. Those people had got on the roller coaster of thinking, well, angels did this, angels did that, angels did this. But they didn't know Christ was so much better. Matter of fact, Christ created the angels. Well, nothing created without Christ. So
Amen.
Why you want to put the creation above the creator?
Can't do it. All right. Hallelujah.
You get a more deeper understanding of the spiritual thing, you begin to acknowledge them greater than you do the physical
Amen.
Thing. Because, you know, all this is temporary.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what,
yeah.
brothers and sisters. Angels are passed away before Christ will.
Mm-hmm.
Because he created
Amen.
Them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But the people... Yeah. Over here in Colossians, or I should say the church, they misconception about Christ. So that's why Paul went directly refuting that kind of stuff, believing
mm-hmm.
that it really matters. False teachers argue that God would not only... He wouldn't only come in this form, but he didn't have to because he was ignorant. They didn't realize he had to. He had to rescue man, and the only way he could do that legally would come and act like a man, live like a man, be born of the flesh, and then
mm-hmm.
turn around and became the only thing.
Thank you, Lord.
And the first bone. He was the firstborn of the new creation, so he was resurrected.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
The Bible says that his resurrection proved his lordship.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So you can
Praise
trust
that.
Him. I can give you a lot of reasons you can trust him. Somebody said he ain't never lost a case. That's a good reason
mm-hmm.
to trust
him. Amen.
Other reason you can trust him, because he ain't never been wrong.
Hallelujah. Thank
he ain't
you,
never
Lord.
Been wrong. He got a unblemished record.
Yeah.
Now, have we always understood the things of God? No. But can yeah. we now? Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
God always wanted to love us, brothers and sisters. Just like
mm.
you got love for your children, no matter who they, is, who they are, you got love for them. Well, what makes your love greater than God?
Mm.
That's what I'm
All
trying
right.
to figure out. If you can love like that, no matter what they do, how they do it, then you can
mm.
begin to see God's love for his people.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
Man, I'm a disown that person. That ain't my child. They would have never did that. Because, see, they all they base that on the law or the things that man say rather than on the things that God say. So they said, nah, that ain't, nah, couldn't be part of me. But yet they love them.
Amen. Amen.
You got to see God's love like that.
Yeah.
We got to start seeing God's love.
Yeah, hallelujah.
He went after Adam. I'm going to drop one more nugget on you. Now I'm going to go. He went after Adam. Yeah, after
mm-hmm.
Adam sinned, God was still going for him.
Yeah,
yeah,
amen.
But he said, where art thou, Adam? I mean,
mm-hmm.
you would think all-knowing God, see, I know you heard one thing. But you didn't see what the real deal is. The real deal is, Adam, I love you.
Yeah.
You don't have to leave me. Where
Hallelujah.
Are you? I want
mm-hmm.
you here next to me. Where you at,
right.
man?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He wants his connection to stay. He's telling him, Adam, you don't have to go. I'm right here.
Yeah.
I'm right here. You don't have to go out there and obey that voice. You can obey my voice.
Yeah.
What you thinking about? Where your mindset? God done healed people, and they, boom, they left. God done blessed them, boom, they left. Left God. Time they used to pray in the morning, noon, and at night, they barely get a prayer out during the nighttime hour. I know folks used to cry out to God. Soon God gave them the house and that good job. They went the other way, and I'm not talking about going to no church either. I'm talking about the attitude toward God.
All right.
You couldn't beat their testimony.
Mm-hmm.
One thing happened, rock their world. They won't come back to God. But that's what God was saying to Adam. Adam, where are you? Where you at, man? I'm right here waiting on you, Adam, to come on back. My arms are outstretched. All day long, he cried for Israel to come back. Let me love you. We can make it work, Adam.
Yeah.
That's how God does his people.
Amen.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to leave it there for today. And I can't wait till tomorrow. I got some stuff. But yeah, well, I know tomorrow is Thankful Thursday, so I have to let that go. Well, I just obey God, whatever it is.
Thank you,
y'all. Let's continue to keep Sister T lifted up in Jesus.